AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, special guest Jody Breeze. It's time for another episode of Big Facts, the podcast. What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
How everybody feeling?
Good.
To check in first, everybody good?
Great.
Everybody having a blessed day?
Yep.
For sure.
Why, thank you. Why you looking at me like I'm stupid?
It's early, bro.
It's early. Yes. That's what's up. Early bird get the worm, the money, all that shit, man. This was your idea.
What, to go early?
Yeah.
Psh, I got shit to do.
All right. That's what I'm saying.
We got it's either that or nothing.
Right. Exactly. Welcome to our Big Facts, Jody Breeze. What's up, Jody Breeze? What's up, bro?
I'm chilling, bro.
Where you been at?
See, I've been out here just trying to stay low key though, because, you know, got a couple things going on, but I'm outside.
Okay, for sure. Well, first I want to start by asking you, I guess, you know, we want people to know as much as possible about Jody Breeze during this conversation. So you're from Griffin.
For sure.
How did your buzz start and elevate and shift to Atlanta? Like, how was you able to start getting your shit popping in Atlanta when the buzz was going back then?
I mean, first I want to say, you know, congratulations to y'all.
Appreciate
on the campaign.
Thanks, bro.
I be checking y'all out, you know what I mean?
It is some
real Atlanta, you know what I mean? So,
love.
Respect.
There you go.
But as far as, I really want to get this out too, because I'm glad we on this little spot so I can say a lot of this stuff.
And we want to hear everything.
Get out, you know, yeah.
Remember, we in no rush. We know you got to go somewhere, but we in no rush.
Yeah. I do, but look, I'm from Griffin, right? But a lot of people don't know Griffin is like 40 minutes, like,
south of Atlanta.
And a lot of people don't know that Griffin is biting.
Yeah, it's straight down the street, right? So since I can remember, we still been playing in the city. So it's like, Atlanta is Atlanta, bro. The outskirts is what make Atlanta what it is. You know what I mean? A lot of people in the city, because all my people's in the city. I got cousins, aunts, and all that in the city. But it's the difference between Atlanta and the country.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
But not too much. We all from the same hood, bro. We all do the same thing. We all come up the same way. But coming from where I'm from, I always looked at stuff like, if I'm going to be from a small town, I think too big. So for me to be coming from Griffin then come to Atlanta, Atlanta wasn't big to me.
Mm.
So that's how I really got started. You know, just got started up here, just playing around. But I want to, you know, I be wanting to move around.
Mm. Okay. So I was saying, but like how musically, like who was the person that when you came to Atlanta and got in the studio with to get the buzz going in Atlanta? Because we didn't know nothing about Griffin.
No, see, Noon is the one who found
me. Noon, okay.
Shout out to Noon.
A lot of people don't know Noon. Noon was looking for an R&B group at the time. So I started rapping probably like when I was 18, like my last year of school. And I used to crank the cafeteria up and do all that stuff. You know what I mean? It's a lot of major stuff to come along with me just starting to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on this radio station, 97.9, with DJ Skills.
Mm-hmm.
He heard me rap like 2 or 3 times. So he put a car show together in Macon. Noonum came from up here. This is when T.I. was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He come to see an R&B group. I get up there. I do my thing. And I, you know, I'm just starting to rap. So Noon see me. He asked me, said, is this what you want to do? I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, what's up? Like, he meet me at the back of the stage. Like, hey, what's up? And if anybody who know Noon, Noon is a big dog.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, a real sure. big dog, bro.
For sure.
And I ain't know this then, but this dude coming up to me like, hey, you want to do this? I'm like, whatever, whatever, because I'm really in the street, like, and I don't like to talk about my street. I gotta go to court in a minute.
Right, we know.
You feel what I'm saying?
We
like,
know.
I don't like to be talking about how I be outside, but everybody who be trying to just, I do this, I did that. Listen, bro, listen to me, bro. Be home. I done did this stuff, bro. You feel me? Like, I really was, I done did this stuff. I remember you. You one of the ones I remember. You did. I'm talking about
vice versa.
But I don't be knowing all these people, so I don't like to tell everything I do and how I do it. But I be outside. Mm-hmm. I did everything. So rap is a way out for all of us.
For mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's all it was for me. But I started rapping. They told me I can rap.
Yeah.
Oh, you Noon take me to Jazzy. Jazzy like, hey, you got it. I got what? You can rap. You can.
You can make it. You got the talent.
How you get with Boys in the Hood though? How that start?
Block was managing Jazzy with Noon at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Show Nuff came.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they found me, they already had Sierra for like a whole year. So it was like it was me, Sierra, Lloyd, Kerry Hills, and Jasper.
Yeah, because I was saying you moving around before Boys in the Hood. Yeah,
Noontown was a big movement.
Yeah,
you know, and to be with them at that time, you already on. I wasn't even signed, but I was on though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had met everybody, did a song with everybody, so it was like, all right, I can do this. This no pen, no pad, no nothing, just giving me beats, doing what I do. And everybody who saw me knew, bro, like, yeah, you know what's happening. You don't know me, but you finna know me, mm-hmm. type. Mm-hmm. But quietly.
What's the first record you heard yourself on and say, like, okay, yeah, I can do this?
The first record I did, bro.
Which one?
It was just something me and Jazz was doing. It was like
that was before Stay Fresh.
Way before Stay Fresh. Okay. I dropped stuff that's what got Jazz to them how they was. Mm. They put the house and everything on me, man. Like everything.
Yeah, this was like way before Boys in the Hood.
Mm. So I'm saying like when you heard yourself on the radio, what song that was?
Stay Fresh.
Stay Fresh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So Stay Fresh was popping in Dallas, bro. I got popping in Texas before I got popping in Atlanta, bro.
Yeah.
I was already in Texas with Slim Thug and all them before y'all even knew who Slim Thug them was, bro. Trey, these my people. These like my brothers.
Mm.
You know, to this day. Don't always be like that. So it ain't never just been about rap, but rap got me around a lot of, you know, a lot of popping people.
Mm.
So with you being like from the South and from the country or whatever, when you got signed to Boys in the Hood and when the group got signed to Bad Boy and they finalized everything or whatever, how was it being signed to an up north label and a big mogul as opposed to you doing the rap thing that you were doing down south in the country?
Everybody wanted to be like us at that time. Like Puff came up with Bad Boy South. It wasn't a Bad Boy South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, specifically for y'all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So he wanted to come back to Atlanta type. I think he had been here since the
get a restaurant here for sure
incident just, or whatever. But
just yeah.
You know, he wanted to come back to Atlanta and we was doing our thing, whatever we had got going. And like I was saying, but Block was managing Jazz at the time anyway. So Block saw the campaign that we got. I went. They started Show Nuff. We went to Warner Brothers. Got a label deal. This one, Lil Jon had Scrappy and all that. This one, you know what I mean. Everybody was outside. Like, it was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
I'm talking about it was a whole lot of stuff going on. If you didn't have it, you can't. You ain't gonna be able to come
campaign with the kid.
You can't campaign with these people. But we really doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the difference between you think like back in them days when niggas had to really grind, and these days like with the internet can blow you up? What you think the difference is? You think it's easier or harder?
You know, it's way easier. It's way easier, but it's less real.
Mm.
You know, it's like you can't live on the internet. Period. I don't care, bruh. Man, my grandma like 86 years old. Like this, them the type of people I looked up to. Like, bruh, she hate the phone. She hate the. She hate all this. Like, she. I'm like, I feel the same way. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm not finna live on the internet, bro. I'm not doing that, bro. I'm never gonna do that.
You think that's these days that shit possible or necessary for a nigga to do the clout chasing and all that shit? You think that shit necessary?
Bro, you know that ain't necessary.
How it ain't?
It ain't necessary. if we allow it to be necessary.
I'm saying is, like, these days, if you ain't on the internet, if a nigga don't see you on the internet, they feel like you don't fell off. Basically.
That's an opinion.
I think that's most people's opinion. No. See, I think what he's saying is, like, you got your Kendricks and your Coles and your Andre 3000s and some of them niggas that don't do the internet
ain't
shit.
Ain't never did it. And ain't never.
And they really big. Like, they really bigger than the other niggas.
They bigger than everybody. But that's like 10%.
No, for sure it's the minority.
And I'm with that 10%.
Say
look. I like that.
Yeah, okay. Say look.
See, that's how I rock. Keep thinking I don't fell off. How long y'all been knowing me?
Shit. About 15
now. Now, take a good look at me. Take a good look at me, though. Take a real good look at me, though. A real good look, an old school look at me, though. And look at everybody who came up with me and take a real good look at me and ask me, do it look like I'm done? Tell the
truth. What you saying? What you mean? Who done fell off?
I don't do no internet. I don't do no BET award. I don't go to none of these functions with these rap folks or none of this stuff, bro. I never really have.
Why not?
Because I know them.
What I'm saying?
I don't want to be around. I don't like a lot on. I don't want to be around it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't fake it no more. I ain't kicking. I wouldn't have came here if I ain't fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with that.
Period. And I know I probably would have needed to come through here.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't think the way this shit's business.
Yeah.
So you don't think that the morals that you standing on can stand in the way of what you got going on?
Nah, okay, I got about 3 details, y'all. I just opened one in Kentucky. Low key.
I'm talking about rap shit. I ain't talking about rap.
I can rap, bro. I do this. I know I'm one of the... But on the truth, if they want to put me in the room with anybody with their rap, I don't rap with everybody, bro. On the truth, and I ain't finna keep playing. Like, on the truth, who won't see this? On the mic. I'm talking about on the mic. I do this. Who won't see this?
Yeah.
I got plenty... people who rap R&B that I done helped do with. These folk came up with me, man. Like, I remember y'all. You feel what I'm saying? See, big man, they want to act like they don't remember what I remember. Yeah. Why I got to act like...
Yeah.
Why I got to act like that, folks? You know me, man. You know how I kick. Why I got to act like that, folks?
Crazy. You say they trying to act like they don't remember what you remember.
Yeah, bro.
What you mean?
Come on, man. Hey, you come on, man. You know how I'm kicking it, man. Look, Dolo the whole time. With them all, we got it. On Dolo, I rock Dolo, bro. I've been out here a minute, man. I can't keep faking it. You know what I mean? It's hard for me.
Mm-hmm. What was your goal when you got in this shit?
I didn't have a goal. It got me out of whatever I was doing.
I got you. Just to get away
from the plus. I just had a baby. All that on my side, I'm trying to see what I'm finna do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they say you can rap. What? Okay, come on then, take me a little bit while I rap it. Mm-hmm. I start rapping, got a hang. You know what I mean? I always love music, but I start rapping, bro, and it is what it is. Like, I don't try to say I wanted 8 Grammys or I'm the greatest or I dreamed of being. I ain't one of them rappers. Mm-hmm. And these folk know I ain't no rapper like that, bro. I can rap.
Hey, what?
I would rather be doing what y'all be doing right now.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah.
And kick it the G way, like, hey, yeah, what y'all want to talk about?
For sure.
Cause I'm really cool. They know that. I'm really player.
So you don't, y'all born to, y'all ain't know, none of y'all niggas didn't know each other before the group?
No.
Nobody didn't know each other.
The first, I met Duke first. And D, my brother, don't listen, bro.
What I'm saying is nobody knew each other. It just was
a I didn't know nobody. I ain't know Jazzy, Noon, Blind. I had never met no rap person.
Duke didn't know Jeezy. Jeezy didn't know. Nobody knew.
Gee knew. Block knew Gee and Duke.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Gee and Duke knew each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They was already, like, that's what I'm saying. Nobody.
They went together, you know, they ain't hanging together like that, but they knew.
But they were familiar.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But y'all, nobody else didn't know anything about the period.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Mm-hmm. It just
didn't seem like it, though. It seemed like them niggas grew up together. When that shit came, like, y'all brought that shit out right, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, cause
it was some city shit.
Yeah, we've been around each other for a long time, bro. I mean, for, like, together, every day. We was about 8-9 months, bro. We just kicking it. So,
saying, like, working on the album and doing videos and all that shit.
You know, just kicking how we kick it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, you hang around people like that, like we kick it 6-7 months in a row, we gonna have a
chemistry.
You know what I mean? So that's how it goes.
What you think shit went wrong with Boys in the Hood? Like, man. When was that moment when you was like, I don't think this gonna be long term?
just on some big fat shit, you know. It be niggas' ego. It was the ego, bro. It was like niggas want to, you know, when niggas get this fame, it ain't the money.
Everybody
want
to be Beyonce.
Niggas get money. You know what I mean? Everybody would get money. See, at that time, I'm just doing this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm a young nigga. It's fun, though. No? But look, this when BMF was out. This when the whole shit was going on.
Mm. Yeah, the world was popping back then.
Right.
Those
were
some good days.
Yeah, I be telling those people, bro, if you went in that era and you didn't see how, you know, it was just, people just were keeping it a little bit more real, you know what I mean, for some reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, come to turn out, it went real.
Mm.
And that's where I started. I'm like, bro, we getting into too much real life stuff about this rap. Shit, I don't play like that. Nigga, let me remove myself out of this rap shit. Cause if you think I'm something to play with, bro, I am not nothing to play with, bro. That's on my baby girl, bro.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Do you think niggas having, what I'm trying to say, do you think by having goddamn emotions involved with this shit, do that shit hurt the business though?
No, it depends on how you look at it, bro.
Like, if you, how can you expect a nigga to be real when it's business?
No, bro, you can't say that, man, because it don't matter what you doing. You got to keep it real, bro.
What's real though? I'm just asking from a young nigga, from, you know what I'm saying, from me to you, what's real in this shit?
Listen, bro, like I said, I said it plenty of time, bro. I'm not finna fake kick it with you, bro. If you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. And we ain't gotta not like each other, wanna do something to each other. You just stay over there and I'ma stay over here.
What he's saying
we ain't gotta play fake business.
Do you gotta be cool with a nigga to do business?
I do.
So what?
I don't like you, bruh. If I don't like you, bruh, fuck you and your paper, bruh. Here you talking about, I'm going to get money.
So I think what he said.
I'm not going to kick it with you. Like, I always been like that since a young nigga, bro. I'm going to get my own money. What if you got a million, I got $100,000. Cool. I got $100,000, nigga. What you talking about? I ain't broke. You feel?
What it be?
This nigga get more money. This nigga here, you think how you get more money than me, you more willing than me, nigga? You think because you get more money, you get more pussy than me, nigga? Or you think because you get more money that you can do whatever you want to and I can't? That's not true, nigga.
I think what we're trying to figure out, just getting that, just a question.
Hell no.
If you, did you ever play any sports?
Yeah, I played basketball and that was the truth.
Would that be the same thing if you played for the Hawks? It's a nigga you don't like, but your contract is there. How do you handle it?
That's get what we're that saying. Nigga out of the
good
team.
Question,
get that nigga out of the team, homie. I'm playing KD, LeBron, all them. I'm fine like that, too. I can go to the coach like, coach, get that nigga ass out of the team.
Nigga, crazy.
You feel me? Hey, look. Hey, whole team, like, hey.
Jody is $100 million on the table. You saying you ain't going to let that nigga just be over there and coexist and pass him the basketball?
You know that ain't going to work. What Kobe and Shaq did.
They end up separating. Work. But they did get.
Because Kobe
them niggas got rings. Them niggas done got some rings together, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
them niggas done got rings together, though, before that. Them niggas probably been ain't like each other. Nah, it started getting up because Shaq said, you know, he started getting a big head. Kobe won't do this. You know what I mean? At first, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes it be like you can get some ring with some people and then go that way. Mm. But I can't do it, bro. Like, I'm telling you,
I got you.
I tried to.
That ain't how you wire.
I done did this shit. I tried to do this shit by 6-7 years with these niggas, man. I was doing this shit. That when you seen me here, what? Cause they like that. But then when niggas be like, hey, bro, I ain't with all that lame ass, gag, goob ass, stupid ass shit. You know what I mean? Hey. Oh, this Jody, he got down. Now you throwing salt and pepper.
So you think you think a nigga try to blackball your game?
That's too big.
I'm saying, but you think a nigga try to do it?
That's too big. I don't know what blackball mean. Fuck that mean.
You told
everybody not to fuck with me?
Yeah.
So? Fuck all y'all. Hell y'all talking about shit. Hey, bump dead ass shit. I got people who follow me, y'all, faithfully.
Right.
Nigga. Worldwide, they don't even know how big I am. That's why I can talk like they pop this shit. Yeah. Cause people know. If you don't know, that's your being. But nigga who know me and unseen, and come on, I can pop my shit. What y'all talking about? Who you gonna name? What you talking about? I know him or her.
I'm talking about the politics of this shit,
bro. Politics and everything. I've been in them buildings. Bro, I was running for puff for damn near 6-7 months, bro. Like, I done seen everything. I done been in the building. I know how they act, too. I don't like them folk. I ain't going around them buildings and shit. I got people.
You're fried up.
I got people, bro.
Yeah.
Who do that. People still, I still fuck with my people. I still love all the folk that I done ever been around, bro. I used to folk that I ain't gonna never stop fucking with.
What's your sign, bro?
In the Gemini.
Yeah, you retarded.
You know how I'm wired.
May or June.
Like that. June 11th.
Oh, God.
80s, baby.
Okay.
Well, ain't shit like that.
Yeah, June Gemini's
we are number J.
I ain't nothing like them. They know this.
Like I know.
Now, look. But check this out.
That's crazy, bro.
Now, y'all check this out, though.
Yeah.
Now, imagine putting me on TV and the radio amongst this shit y'all got going on right now. You know this shit ain't finna be right, man. Yeah, you talking about? No, leave Jody where he at. Let him do and say what he got there. Let him dig out there. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Twin.
Yeah.
He said twin.
And I ain't being cocky. I ain't, motherfucker think I be thinking I'm full of myself. I ain't, but I'm real humble. I stay out the way. Mm-hmm. That's humble. How more humble you want me to be when I know what I can do?
Mm-hmm. But you remove yourself.
But I don't need to be. I be like, bro, listen. I let y'all think that everybody, Jody, man, y'all better get the hell out of here with that lame ass shit, all that internet talk, all that comment shit, all in real life. You see me in real life. That shit is for real.
Right.
Yeah. I'm this on my mom, bro.
So Pulse Boys in the hood, right? Moving past that. What's your relationship like with? Do you still holler at like a gee or a block?
Yeah, my brother.
Okay.
I block. Different.
What
block
what?
Different.
What happened?
But I love him though. He different.
What happened?
He just different.
So okay.
What so, happened?
Everything be happening, but he different. But then my brother, you know, I love kids and everything. He my
okay.
They, you know what I mean?
What happened though?
Shit, everything always be happening. You know what I'm talking about?
But what you feel like the most busted shit you done seen in this rap shit? Like, you ain't got to call the name. Like this is the most.
Hey, you crazy, man.
You ain't got to say no name, but, like, what's the lamest shit or the most, like, shit that got up on your skin you seen in this shit or went through in this shit?
Come on, man. That shit still going on today. It's real. I'm simple, man. I'm old school. I'm simple. You want me to tell you what it is? That fake kicking it. I can't stand people
he making it
who
clear.
Like the fake kicking.
You making it clear. I feel
for
you.
What?
I feel you.
Bro, that how folk be getting killed. That's what
Fact.
I was dying about. All that fake kicking it. Stop playing with people all the time, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Y'all play too much. Everybody. Podcast. Whoever running in all these crackers, everybody, these motherfuckers play too much. These crackers in the courtroom, in the jail, they playing too much. But everybody talking that shit like y'all with the shit, but y'all niggas don't be trying to, ain't with the shit, bro. Y'all like to get on TV and play and look good and keep doing all that. Yeah, keep doing all that shit.
What's playing? What's playing? What's playing?
Hey, man,
shit. Hey. Let's get down to this shit.
But you know these folk be playing like them. People don't start getting on these things and say anything. That's why I like y'all shit called Big Facts. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Come through him, anybody come through him.
Don't be telling no lie, man. What's some of the shit you done heard of somebody say? Like,
he said, don't tell no lies, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, what's some of the shit you just see, bro? You still ain't telling me like some of the shit in the don't say no name. No, nah, don't go there. Don't go there. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
what time it is?
11:49.
Right. You got good time.
We got 20.
We got an hour with you, man. Come on.
Goddamn. All right, y'all want me to tell y'all some crazy shit?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it.
I ain't gonna say no name.
Yeah, nah, no.
And they,
yeah, because we don't do names. Fuck
this
that.
Story the truth too. That don't even, that's why I don't like doing shit like this. Cause I know a lot of shit that I ain't never said, but I'm just, they gonna be simple. We at the goddamn BET Award, MTV
Get on the mic. So they should have heard you.
Look, we at the BET Award or the MTV Award somewhere. You feel me? They're my brother, though. But this shit was weird. And then at that time, at my age, I'm like, what the hell going on? And it, so when and this shit right here, like shit like they be going on. So look, I walk in the war, we doing our thing right now. Boom. Bro, it's hella people out here. You know, back then, they can smoke in there if you wanted to. Certain people. Mm. Fire that bitch up in there. Alcohol there. With you, you know, if you, it depends on who you are. But I walk by a nigga, man. You know what a nigga doing? I'm talking about in front of here. And with us, then nobody kiss him until nigga just peeked over, right? Nigga so drunk, man. Fucked up. This nigga over here pissing in the plant on some ratchet shit. Pit, literally. In the at the ward, at the shit, man. Listen, man. Go over there and piss her in the shit, man.
Tripping.
Then when I'm like, who? But look, then when I start licking that shit, like, cause there's a lot of people in here, important people and everything in here. But bro, y'all, we together. So this shit, it like, we don't do that. You got to pee go to the bathroom. Remember what the fuck you talking about, man? Go outside and get just pissed in the plant right though. I said, well, this shit here. I said, well, yeah, this shit right here for real.
What block under here, though?
Man, chill out, man.
Well, shit, that big fat. We gonna bring him up and get inside, too.
Well, I don't have to tell on nobody, bro. Like,
when last time you talked to block?
Shit, when I talked to block.
Because it's the city, like you said, you run into people. So if you run into block, you got it probably.
Man, I seen block the last time we did the reunion.
Okay.
Oh, y'all did a reunion?
Yeah.
Well,
you know when Puff was doing
the Bad Boy reunion.
Oh yeah.
And
then Jeezy did it at the Fox, I think.
Everybody came out. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So y'all, everybody moved on.
Yeah, bro. I been moved on. People just be trying to add me this shit. Then when I say it, they be like, "Why you keep saying that?" Cause that what the fuck going on?
You ain't saying that.
Exactly. But they be like, "Damn, bro, I don't be talking about, I don't be standing that shit, bro. I ain't never be standing that shit." But they try to make it like, "Hey, bro, I'm cool. I be chilling, man." For real, I be chilling. I be having women problems. That be my problem. These bitches get on my nerves. You hear me?
What they be doing, bro?
Everything.
Like what?
I really be want to get me one of these just to talk about
it. You want on it? Here you go.
Now look, Carl, you know how Steve Harvey done went and told on there with that book and shit, bro? You feel me?
Yeah.
Cause that what he did.
Yeah.
I don't win it. I'm finna write me a book with a bitch, right? I'm gonna get me a bitch to write them motherfucker, type them motherfucker up. You'll type it up. Or we'll type it
up. Yeah, just shout that shit, type it up.
Hey, get with it. This some real shit though. This motherfucker called women.
What is it gonna be about though?
Look, W.O.M.E.N.
So now you gotta tell us what it stands for, right?
I'm glad y'all asked. Do we have time to go through this?
Yes, we do. We got all the time in the world.
We got time to go through this player shit real quick.
Yeah, you got 23 minutes.
Listen.
Let's get it.
Check this out. Don't nobody try to go steal my shit.
Yeah, because we recorded.
You probably don't want to tell them shit. If they able to steal it, you might well don't even tell them.
Nah, this shit already
copyrighted.
Yeah, and all that old shit. So don't try to take my shit. Because this shit real for real now. Now, I got two women in here. I mean, three women in here. My bad, man. I ain't said two. We got three women in here. That's how we're going to do it. The first letter is W. What do y'all think the W stand for? I mean, like, to describe. What word best describe a woman? In whole, not her. Or her, I'm talking about a woman in whole.
Wicked.
See, that tell you what kind of See, that tell you a lot right there if you me. You feel? You just told me a lot about yourself. But hey.
Wonderful.
That's nice.
What you got, Kat?
Women, I don't know.
W.
She
w
said, I'm talking about, don't what, say what
you gotta give us a hint.
What?
Huh? Winning.
Nah. Winning, wonderful, and wicked. Nah. This how the book gonna start. This the first chapter. This is the best word to describe a woman.
Spell it, nigga.
In all. W-H-Y.
Bitch, why did I know you was gonna say that?
Look, with the question mark.
I knew it.
Why?
What that mean?
I knew it.
Why do women ask why, when, what, goddamn where, goddamn, why do a bitch want to know everything? Bitch, why you want to know everything? I'm talking about
when
I will tell you some shit. I'm going to let you know some shit, but I'm not finna tell you. I can't tell you everything. And it shouldn't be a problem with me keeping some of my shit to myself, man.
Because you should want to keep some stuff to yourself.
Oh.
What's the O stand for?
Optimistic.
Next up.
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was gonna see, this is tricky because some of the girls I ask, they be like, ugh, that's nasty, but menstrual and marriage, but I like your cycle, your menstrual, like, yeah.
You can say that on TV.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because y'all don't understand what that shit really does to y'all.
You think we don't understand?
You like, yeah,
I do. A lot of niggas don't. Men in general don't understand what the fuck that do to y'all.
What that process actually entails.
Yeah, like, and what it,
like,
and what it means.
What it mean? What it do?
It's that we ain't got too much more time, but when we get together, and we gonna got that. I'm gonna put you up on this shit, bro. It's some real shit. But look, where we going?
E.
What y'all think? Y'all supposed to know this.
Everything.
See, I know what
wonderful,
it gonna be.
Everything.
I don't
know.
Yeah. You gonna say evil?
Yeah.
That's what you gonna think? Say? This is the only E word.
You know, you just, what wrong with you?
It ain't no other word.
You know, you think all men are bitter sometimes when they come to us.
I'm talking about a woman though. E is the letter though.
Emasculate.
What best describes what? You or a woman as all?
E.
As E, yeah.
There's only one E word.
Exceptional.
Well, okay. There's other E words.
Hold on.
Extraordinary?
Hold on.
There are other E words.
Nah. Y'all supposed to know this shit.
What?
E fucking emotional.
Emotional, yeah.
Oh,
I forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's next?
N. That should be obvious.
If that was a snake, it would have bit me in my ass.
N. What is that?
That should be obvious.
Nagging?
No. Some women would say...
Narcissistic?
Not me. Or nah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Who?
No.
Nah.
What?
No.
Nurturing.
That's
y'all so sweet.
Natural.
Y'all sweet.
What is it,
bro? Nefarious.
Naive. Okay.
Oh.
Not.
You found the worst word.
No, you know why?
Why?
Cause Steve Harvey tried to tell on it. Look, yeah, think like a man is. Think like a goddamn man that. And he was giving away real true jewels a little bit on some man shit. I fuck Steve Harvey. Don't never think I don't fuck Steve Harvey. You my partner, you funny fuck. But you did it. Yeah. You got paid off of it, but cause look, bro, they got to crown me some kind of way when they come to me. I've been doing it for a long time, but on low key. And I know them. A lot.
As in women.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, and if you listening, and you can really peep what I'm saying, because a lot of people
women, like,
they don't understand how I be kicking. But if you can really just peep how I be talking, I'm telling you the truth.
So recap real quick. W-Y.
For why? Why the fuck do these bitches always want to know everything?
O
is for optimistic.
Okay.
But you didn't explain optimistic. That's an interesting mix.
No, it ain't. So you don't, just tell me how you.
Why emotional?
Just tell me if you agree with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to go through.
The E, emotional for real. Listen, I agree with most of them.
I have to go through that though, bro. I done told you. You know I know what's going on. Just tell me you agree with that. Optimistic.
See, but you know what? you had this good ass idea and won't do it though. Why you? Don't just, this how Gemini's is.
No,
you said you need to type it. That shit's supposed to be typed up.
Yeah, but the cover is the
layout.
Yeah. Okay. This been like for like 3-4 years, bro.
You just got to get the actual body of work done.
Yeah, man. Get somebody I can really sit down with and give them this
to transcribe it, basically.
Yeah. Go ahead and put it how you're supposed to put it. And yes, man. And I'm going to give you you going to eat too. Straight up. You feel me?
Jody, what's next for you, man? We definitely got to do a part two with you.
I'm chilling today, though. Yeah. No, I know I got to go deal with something. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I'm good, though. But I'm finna drop some music, though. I'm really finna drop some music. I dropped a couple of little visuals and shit. And I'm doing it. I be wanting to tell people, I do this by myself. I don't ask people to do it. I got a couple people I fuck with, but I just, when it's time for me to rap, I just start doing it, bro. I ain't trying to just be it. And when it do what it do, that's genuine. That's just what's going on. Mm. That's what I like to show. Mm. The old school way, bro. You feel me? And I ain't old. I'm in my mid-30s, bro. These niggas old as hell. These niggas older than me. I came up with. They older than me. All of them.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So, look, I got a question, right? Not to cut you off, but going back to, like, the book and the women thing and how, like, you're so in tune with the females and all of this shit. No, you ain't fuck up. But my question is, with you having a daughter and with you, like, loving the fuck out of your daughter and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff, are you teaching her the Steve Harvey method, or are you teaching her the women method?
I want to teach. I'm glad you asked that. Hmm. Hold on. Let me show you my new baby. I got a new baby. She almost two years old. And I'm finna go to court for her right now. These facts. Show you how I'm rocking. How these bitches got me fucked up. Straight up. Right. Hey. Yeah. Let me show y'all.
You gotta make another book. Women and bitches. You gotta have part.
Because it's a different.
It's definitely a different.
It's a different.
Yeah, for sure.
And these bitches.
Bitter, ignorant, childish.
Nah, these bitches know who. Know who.
Or did I? I mean, yeah, I'm spelling it wrong. I'm sorry. Okay.
Man, these bitches know who the fuck they are. You ain't really gotta do too much. Hey, but look. Now I got an 18-year-old now. See. And I don't want them to think I'm womenizing and I'm saying how women, but certain women know what they be doing.
You feel? Like, they know what they be doing. Hold on. Because I'm going to show you some more, but I just want to show you. Like, they won't deal with. This is how women are these days. And they need to be on this platform, and I'm the one that can say it. Yeah. What y'all, what they be talking about? They would see, this what I be talking about. This how a bitch is, you know. My baby mama, I ain't really never dealt with her from the get-go, okay? You know, these women be really be thinking they can put their hands on her. Like, this a lot of shit going on that people don't talk about. Bitch, really think she can swing on me?
Yeah, male beatings.
Like, I'm talking about this, what they do, like, they just, and then quickly call the police and say, you did. What the fuck this shit start going? Listen, man. Bitch, if you gonna say I beat you up, let me beat you up.
Nah, you can't say that.
Bruh. Can't say that. If you gonna say I beat you up, that might as well beat you up. Cause I don't like being lied on like that, cause them ain't the kind of lies you can tell on people. You feel what I'm saying? And I done bumped into a couple of bitches that do that. And not just me. I'm speaking for some of my brothers and my homies and niggas who go through shit. You feel what I'm saying? Women cannot continue to think that they can put their hand on men.
But it's a different penalty for this shit. It ain't even the jail penalty that you get. When you put your hand on a woman, such, you know, nigga, every nigga, you know what I'm saying, I got to fight with women and push their woman, whatever you did to her.
Yeah, you know.
But when you do that shit, you taking strikes off yourself, bro. See, I didn't know that till I went and seen these people. Like, you take something from yourself, even when you let a woman get to your... Listen, bro, I let y'all hear one of my reading. I'm gonna let y'all hear one get out of here. Yeah. When you let a woman get to you, that shit take your whole balance off. Cause you working with too many emotions. You work with your mind, your heart, all that shit at the same time.
Fact.
So you is totally distracted.
Yeah, no, you don't never let a woman get to you, but we talking about kids. When the kids involved.
What?
See, a regular one, just dealing with a bitch ain't shit. Like, dealing with a woman, like, you gonna deal with it.
No, I'm just saying, you know how some women know how to push your buttons.
Mm. Exactly.
You so if you allow that, your whole day fucked up.
You're going to lose every time when you're dealing with witches.
Yeah, you're going to lose every time when you're dealing with the witches.
And
for
this,
real.
And that's what I want to address. And then what I'm trying to help my brothers at. See, y'all got to stop being scared to take these bitches to court.
Yeah.
Go to court with it, hold in.
What you mean?
Take them to court. When them bitches, because they going to try to do you the same. That's what they going to try to do to you. They trying to go to the police for it, bro. You feel? That's what they like to do, go to the police and do all that extra shit. Well, look, bitch, I'm going to the police too. And ain't
say
shit.
What you gonna say?
This bitch harassing me, man.
Or like, I need restraining like order, man. Custody of your kids and shit like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm finna go to.
They're trying to keep them.
Look, that's what I'm finna go to right now. And it said 1:30, bro. And I'm ripping like this by mine, though. Like, hold on, little bitch. I don't even play these games. All that extra. And folk who know what I'm talking about know that I'm telling the truth so I can say that. You see what I'm saying? But don't play with a nigga name. Don't do all that extra shit just trying to be evil and spiteful like women do. Because I love women to death. Love y'all to death. Can't do nothing without you. But at the same time, they like, you got to G-check them too sometimes. Like, y'all need checking. That's what you're here for. You got to get checked. Bitches love to get checked.
You talk about your little baby?
My little baby.
That's her mama tripping.
Yes. Don't even play with her. Hey, you talking about? That's why I'm out here like, look, okay. Yo, everybody think I'm somebody to play with. Then let's play ball.
What make you think people think you something to play with though?
The whispering. The whispers.
What let me say?
Oh, that nigga. Oh, well, I don't know that. That nigga. I don't know that. But I don't know what. I don't know. Hey, cause get what? They don't really be knowing what the fuck they be talking about. So I be like, bro, get out my name. I'm talking about industry, everything. Man, y'all niggas stop playing hating on me, man. Holding y'all nuts on me, man. Y'all niggas know I'm cool people. Stop holding your nuts. It ain't like that. I want something from the game. Just stop holding your nuts on a nigga, man.
And so holding your nuts, go back to that black ball shit. You don't give a fuck, but you know that it has happened.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
but see, with the black ball shit, like, the black ball shit is really disguised fear.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when you can't figure somebody out or when you can't, like, determine how you can control them, that intimidates people and that makes them scared.
Try to get them out the way.
Yeah.
It's a compliment, but at the same time, be like, I love people that I be around. So when I'm around you and I'm doing this, I'm not doing this for no money, bro. And that's why I told you I can't do business unless I fuck with you. Because I don't know how to fuck with you, bro. And you can call that what you want to call it. You can call it if it's a
a negative to you, it's a positive to me.
So you got a lawyer for this case right here.
Yeah, see, I'm going over.
But you and your lawyer ain't friends. He had to handle the business, right?
No, actually, you know you can't be friends with them, but you got to respect they what they do.
No, what I'm saying is, so
I respect what. I got a female lawyer, and she over a couple cases, so we doing it a different kind of way.
But
so
see, what, it, nah,
it's,
what
it's different.
It, what Black is saying, he you going back to what he was saying about be doing business with somebody that you not cool with, right? Well, with your lawyer, you've never had an issue with your lawyer, though, right?
Nah, not really an issue. She done had to check me a couple times.
So, but he, you talking about you can't do business with people that you don't fuck with that you've had a known issue with, right?
Yeah, that's how. That's
yeah,
how
okay, that's what he's saying.
Nah, nah, I thought you saying like he just can't fuck with niggas if he don't fuck with niggas. You know what I'm saying?
No, 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 no. He's saying he can't fuck with niggas that he doesn't fuck with for a reason.
Yeah, like yeah. Like if I can't be bought.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
Yeah. It, you know how it is, but that's what they doing. They bad shit. Niggas.
Yeah.
That's some old goddamn 1920 shit. Y'all niggas still getting bought? You let a nigga buy you? Like, you a really let a nigga... Come on, bro. You not finna give me no money or make me sign up and say you gonna make me a million.
For me to act a certain way.
I'm not gonna do it, bro. I'm gonna be the one to fuck up every time. Joe be doing it. He be doing it. Yeah. I don't know. Just don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with him. But they know when motherfuckers really do fuck with me, I'm cool, bro.
So do you think a lot of goddamn... You know, because it's two-sided everything. Like you say, homie goddamn be doing a lot. Do you think you be doing a lot to make y'all relationship whatever it is?
After you take me there, I'm gonna do the most.
Facts. Them facts right there.
When you take me there.
Once it daddy that.
When you take me there, so
them facts right there.
Cause I done gave you 1,000 opportunities to stop playing. Mm-hmm. And I'ma let you know. And I'ma let you know, like, bro, y'all, you doing too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel me? But something, especially these
I'm
days.
I'ma pull your coat a couple of times to let you know, like, this ain't what I do.
But
like,
these days, these folk wanna pull your coat off. Like, they snatching the whole coat off. What you gonna do? Okay, I'm gonna leave that whole sleeve off. And I'm gonna leave that whole sleeve off. They come over here. Throw this sleeve on off. Sleeve. Oh, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. Ain't no more sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So you got some other shit going on, like besides the rap, like some business shit or some other shit on the side you've been doing?
Yeah, man. I'm fucking with the detailing, bro. Like getting niggas that ain't really, you know how niggas be out here, just got out of jail or some old head and be fucked up, you kicking how they kick it, but they know how to do everything. Oh, my uncle put me on one time, G, showing me how to detail and shit. Yo, you know how to pull up, hand wash shit, still get you whole shit did. They ain't got them bitches no more, for real. You know, it's just pull in, wipe it off, get out, vacuum your shit. Bro, you go in these little country town, anywhere, out the state, anywhere, bro, they got these little car washes and shit sitting up. Niggas don't want, what, $100,000 for this shit, $150,000 for these little spade. Even if you want to rent it, $750,000, that shit ain't shit. Go get that shit. Get these folks over here, get their little money up. I'm talking about lots of money. Yeah, like lots of money, like, and now I see why them old heads used to have them fucking car washes and shit. And niggas don't even be knowing, like, it ain't. And if you from the street, nigga, them cars is just like selling rocks and goddamn dimes and the rest of this shit. This shit $25 a pop, $40 of this, $80 for that, $150 for that. Nigga, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Jody, man.
But I'm retarded.
You should not. Nobody said
I'm retarded.
What's the meaning of retarded?
Ain't got no sense. Like little boy, little young nigga. What a young nigga say? I fuck with a young nigga. Jack, how you said it? Bitch, I got no sense. What a little nigga name? Got him. Spot him, got
him. Oh, yeah.
I fuck with him.
I got none.
I got no sin. But I do, though, bro. I be chilling. But these folks, the world we living in, bro, come on, we got to come out of these shells, man. Y'all playing with some real, like, shit, man. Like, and you know, nigga be trying to be cool. All the niggas that really be about this shit, bro, is in the house driving trucks and some shit, trying to stay out the street, man, trying to get their own business. Right. These can't be out here trying to get rich amongst these lame ass niggas. Somebody got to go. Either we got to stay in the house, or then they got to get the fuck out of the way, nigga. Fuck, y'all niggas is doing too much.
Message.
You feel me?
I like
y'all
it.
Scared.
I like it. Nah, I like it. Look, I'm telling the truth.
Nigga scared. Like, I see niggas scared. But I got real live homeboy. Nigga, I never fuck with y'all lame ass nigga. I never fuck with certain niggas again. Let niggas know, like, they know, like, I don't fuck with y'all country ass nigga.
Why?
Weird ass nigga.
What?
How nigga be getting too weird and then think that everything go. Everything don't go, nigga. Fuck y'all nigga talking about. When niggas cross boundaries and especially when you know you good people. When you're the good person and you know you gotta help motherfuckers and I'm the helper, you gotta help motherfuckers. Like, no matter if a motherfucker wanna admit it, cause you know motherfucker tell you in a minute, you ain't did that for me. You feel? You wouldn't even be here if it went for me. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you wouldn't even know this if it went for me. That's why I respect old people so much, bro. I never tell the people who I know I wouldn't be where I'm at today that you ain't never did that for me, y'all. I never try them like that to make them want to do something to me for saying some shit like that, man. These days, people just run around, nigga, you wouldn't be shit, nigga. Facts, though, like, nigga, I ain't talking no way. I'm not fucking political, nigga. This ain't no political shit. I'm not running for president or mayor or none of that shit. Or neighborhood hero, none of that shit. I ain't running for that shit. But if that how you look, if this what you get from high rock, then yeah, I'ma show you love, man. I'ma try to give you what I got. I'ma give you the shit I know. But I ain't gonna keep playing with y'all people with this lame ass shit going on. Motherfucker too lame, man. This shit lame as fuck.
What's some of the lamest shit though?
Bro, you know these niggas lame. I be seeing you. You be on their ass.
I'm just saying, what's on their ass? I'm okay. Trying to see where you what's on like shit.
Come on, bro. You know you be on their ass, bro. And it be like, look, sometimes and the people like you, like I want to tell you to your face, but like niggas like you gotta stay on nigga ass, bro. Like you can't change, bro. You can grow, but you ain't gotta change. A lot of motherfuckers don't be understanding that shit. You can grow, bro, but you ain't gotta change, bro. Motherfuckers grow, and you supposed to. You're supposed to elevate, but you don't have to change. You can change where you at. You can change your environment. You can change what you got going on. But you, personally, humanity, like your character, like your morals, like, fuck, nigga, you don't pull the chain, nigga.
Never.
Lame ass nigga.
Never.
You feel?
Never.
These niggas change.
Oh.
When your ass change. Yeah. Like, nigga, get shit over.
Oh, I'm saying, so.
Ain't no coming back. Ain't no do-over. Hell nah, it ain't Jesus Christ, but ain't no do-overs. You feel me? Ain't no do-overs,
I know, bro. You, Terrence.
Hell nah, when we leave them motherfuckers, we gone.
What you mean change? Like, you saying you can't do, like, because you supposed to elevate.
Yes,
but you so don't supposed you to change. So you saying you don't supposed to change, like, go against the shit that you stood on, basically.
Period. You don't never go against what got you there.
For sure.
I don't give a fuck how long ago it was. That shit could have been 40 years ago and that little shit got you somewhere. You can't shit on that, nigga. You can't shit on that no more than what yesterday got your ass. Mm. Shit.
Them facts. Mm.
And there were people that went that way yet.
So basically you saying like what I was saying earlier, like you know how some niggas will be in this shit and start seeing them doing.
Damn, what
like,
time it is, bro? Cause I'm finna have to go to court, bro. Yeah.
We gonna have to do it.
Let me say this. Yeah. Like how you see one nigga goddamn when niggas come in and you see he was one way. And then now you start to see him doing the shit that the new school niggas doing instead of sticking to that.
It don't work.
But he did.
It don't work.
I mean, and that's what gonna start making you look cheesy. Like,
it don't never work. Every time. Yeah. Yeah. It don't work.
But it only look as long as it making money, as long as it's still making them feel like they something, then it don't matter no more.
It don't when be it, cheesy to the when, fans though.
But it should matter.
It's
like,
Because it's here. I feel you.
We
it's
should here. Be able to control that and let... It's like we should be controlling this shit instead of these pussy ass lame ass folk controlling us. How can a lame ass movement that's going on in the world control real niggas?
That's real.
Yeah.
How real are that's you
real.
Then, nigga?
That's real. That's real.
Lame
that's
ass
real.
Shit, bro.
That's real.
Going on, bro.
That's real.
How y'all letting that
how
dictate?
How you gonna adapt to that?
Yeah, square ass nigga. If you a real one, all real ones think like this, bro. Telling you, bro. If you ain't thinking like this and you ain't vibing out my campaign, nigga, then you slipping on something, nigga.
Facts.
You slipping on something, nigga. Cause I was taught by the best of them. That's why I can do this. I'm ripping them. I know where I come from, nigga. I know who the fuck my granddad was, nigga. He was for real, nigga. He was for real. I am too. Fuck wrong side. I am too. Shit, nigga.
We're gonna let you get the court.
Yeah, yeah.
Salute hey, Jody Breeze.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about for real.
Looking forward to the new music and your podcast and your book, bro.
Yeah, what's up with the podcast? Oh, we finna keep going, Screen. We're gonna keep going because it's kind of short. We're gonna let bro get the court. We're gonna keep going.
Hey, but look, we'll top it up, though, man, and we're gonna.
For sure. www.bigfaxpod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.